This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in on the radio. We are live tweeting this program all hour long at KUOW. The news today, Congress is in recess, which means your member of Congress is free to come home to his or her district and hear your concerns in person. 7th District Democrat Pramila Jayapal will be at Town Hall Seattle on March 6th. 9th District Democrat Adam Smith will be at Rainier Arts Center on March 4th. 8th District Republican Dave Reichert is not holding a town hall, unless you count a Facebook Live event he's doing today where he will answer questions that you can submit online or by email. Reichert says he's worried that a live town hall could turn into a shouting match, as others have around the country, and he's concerned about the safety of his staff. So, instead of a Reichert town hall, some of his constituents held a town hall without him. Monday night in Kashmir, near Wenatchee, people came to a community center and took turns standing up and asking questions with an empty seat there reserved for Congressman Dave Reichert. The organizer of that empty chair town hall is Michael Nash. Michael, welcome to KUOW.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
What happened at this event in Kashmir?
It was really cool. We had about 380 people show up. It was extremely respectful and productive in that sense, and constructive. We had been very clear with Representative Reichert that we were going to be respectful, that we were not going to shout him down, that we really wanted a dialogue. He didn't come, and even after hundreds of invitations, so we did some. We had some conversation about the ACA up front at first.
That's the Affordable Care Act, and we've been here. Yes. That's been a big focus of these raucous town halls around the country.
It sure has been. There's just a lot of concern and fear and about that. So we had Dr. Crittenden from Inslee's office come over and share and just a really great presentation. We then opened up the floor and had just some really compelling and personal stories from people right there in Reichert's district that just about the ACA and how it has in some cases saved their lives and made it possible for their loved ones to get care.
Well, we're talking about you, right? You have young adult children on the ACA. What's your concern?
I do. Right. We have four young adult children, and all of them are covered through Apple Health. And I'm not positive about this, but I'm pretty sure that two or three of them would not be able to afford premiums at this point. And so, again, my wife and I would certainly have to jump in and take care of that for them, which would be a hardship on us. And that's not even one of the more severe stories. I mean, there's just people right there in our district that are really going to be in a world of hurt without the ACA.
And I should point out, this is a long way from being worked out, and many Republicans are saying that you're going to have more choice and it's going to be more affordable, and we'll see how all that plays out. In the past, you voted for Congressman Reichert, Republican, though not in the last election. Is your goal to get him voted out?
No, that's not my goal. I want to be a lot more realistic and, I guess, more practical about things. I'm interested in a representative that's going to do the right thing and that's going to represent his constituents, that's going to, listen to us, hear our concerns, and not be interested in causing, pain and hardship and damage. And if Reichert comes our way and, including willingness to hold President Trump accountable and a willingness to do the right thing. I'm somewhat of a middle of the roader, actually.
You're working with a national group called Indivisible, whose website calls it a practical guide for resisting the Trump agenda. How did you reach out to Republicans who might support some or all of Trump's agenda? Did you invite Republicans to this event?
We are inviting whoever wants to show up. We're not trying to be exclusive in any way.
But is it Indivisible who's reaching out to what, their mailing list? I mean, how are you trying to make this an event that represents the constituency overall of the district?
Our group specifically in our town, and this is the group that's sponsored with other partner groups in Wenatchee. Our group is called North Central Washington United. We actually formed right after the election, before Indivisible was actually a thing. we call ourselves North Central Washington United on purpose. We really do want people to join with us. And go ahead.
Okay, President Trump has called these so-called angry crowds organized professionals. How much are you getting paid for protesting, Michael?
Oh, I have made so much money off this. Yeah,
really lucrative.
It really is. No, you know what? We're paying money out. We're not getting money in. We're not professionals. I'm somewhat of a reluctant activist. I wasn't an activist before this. I'm frankly too busy to do this. The people that wonderful committed people that are on our core team and people that are part of this larger group, we're just regular people. You know, we're grandparents and students and shop owners and doctors, and nobody's getting paid for this, and nobody's being prepared. Our goal is not to shout anyone down or to make anyone feel bad. We really want to just be heard.
Congressman Reichert has said that most of the people protesting are sincere, devoted, law-abiding citizens committed to their cause, and that they are peaceful. Here's the point now that I want to get to, because we're talking with Michael Nash, who organized this empty chair town hall in Dave Reichert's absence. But as I said, the Congress member is doing a virtual town hall today, taking questions on Facebook Live. Isn't that better than having constituents shout him down so he can't explain himself? Or, as Reichert suggested, possibly even get violent, but at least yelling.
I agree. I have not been pleased with what I've seen in the news in some of these town hall meetings, and that's why we took great pains to tell him in 100 different ways, and I mean that literally. We made sure he heard about this event at least 100 times. We made it very, very clear to him that we are not going to do those things. We are actually interested in a dialogue. We want to be heard. We want to hear him. In fact, we actually told him up front that we have some things to thank him for. There's some positions he's taken over the years that we appreciate. We have some specific things to thank him for, including co-sponsoring the Bridge Act to support the DACA situation resolution.
It's deferred action for childhood arrivals on immigration. You liked his stance on that.
We did. We liked it. We also, he voted he opposed the rest of the Republicans. He was pro-environment in at least 3 different incidences. We made that all clear to him. And in fact, that night, in his absence, we actually applauded him for those things. And so I guess I'm skeptical that he sincerely believed that these people here in Kashmir, these people that are, you know, friendly and made it really clear to him that we're not going to be those people, that we're not going to shout him down. We made it really clear. And I'm disappointed that he wasn't willing to come our way.
If you don't think he believes that, then why do you think he avoided the town hall?
I think that we have hard questions for him, and I don't think his answers are, they're not helpful. I heard him just the other day. His answer for why he is not interested, why he voted against compelling Trump to show his tax returns. You know, his answer was, well, because that might be the next step to impeachment, and I don't want to go down that line, that road. And I just thought, well, you know, if there's reason to impeach him hiding there in the tax returns, you're saying you don't want those things to be public?
Okay.
That to me is not about accountability.
Well, we will see. We have a reporter there at this Facebook Live KCTS Channel 9 event. We'll see whether Congressmember Reichert dodges tough questions. He might answer tough questions written on an index card without a hostile audience. We'll find out. I really appreciate this conversation today. Michael Nash, who organized this empty chair town hall in Kashmir near Wenatchee. Michael, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you so much, Bill.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.